Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Mama D says the way through to a man's heart is through his stomach. Leanne says it's other ways.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Old school Britney coming at us with Chaotic.
Britney's coming through the woodwork, y'all. She's, like, relevant again.
Britney's back. Exactly. Oh,
especially because she's the highest paid person in Las Vegas right now.
So, yes. I'd say she's
500 grand a show or something. So, who
are these other people hanging out? Britney's the one bringing in the money. Domination coming soon.
Exactly. And, this song is perfect. It's called Chaotic, and this episode was...
There's a lot going on. Right? Yeah. Typical Dallas, entertaining... a lot chaotic, but really what happened? I don't know. We'll talk about it.
So much happened. Yes, welcome back to the Real Housewives of Dallas panel, y'all. This is season 3, episode 11, A Recipe for Disaster. Ooh. My name is Rachel Robillard.
Disaster's delicious. My name is Charles Conley. I'm back, y'all.
He's back.
What's up, party people? Yes, I'm here again every week. I'm Erica Edwards.
Hi, kids. It's Grant's Rants from the podcast Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
That is right. We are here to spill some tea and talk about all the chaoticness of this episode.
And ketchup.
Right? Lots of ketchup. We're here to catch up on today's episode. So, overall thoughts. What did y'all think? What do you think overall thoughts? Oh, I'm glad someone thinks I'm funny.
No, I just think the pause was funny. Oh, sorry. Overall thoughts.
I don't know.
It was...
He just thinks I'm funny looking, let's be honest.
Overall thoughts about this episode. I'm not like a religious viewer of Real Housewives of Dallas, but every time I come in here and I watch this episode, I am fully subscribed from the first minute to the last because these little golden nuggets of shade and golden like one-liners are all over this show, which is what I live for. So.
Right?
It's funny to watch the show because you'll turn to her and you'll be like, no. You'll look on your face like they're not saying anything, but you're like, did you catch that? Like, it's basically like...
Well, the radar is up for the shade. The shade
R. It's fun to watch you
enjoy it.
The shade R.
Exactly. I just feel like this episode was what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It was new stuff happening, new places, new people. We got Jimmy in there, which is Cameron's mother-in-law. Mm. Mama D had... A very big part.
I am applauding Mama D for making his appearance on almost every scene. Welcome to the show, girl.
Right?
Yes.
It was good.
I loved it. I thought it was really nice to see more of the men this episode, too. I loved getting learning a little bit more about Jeremy. So I really enjoyed that a lot.
Right? We saw Jeremy, Travis.
Yes. Yeah,
quote of the episode. I'm glad I have a penis.
Yes.
Right?
We're glad he does, too.
Right?
Apparently, he has one. Say. You know you're mic'd up. You're on a reality show, and that's what you say? Like,
okay, first of all, I'm sure someone wrote that for him, but very well written. Very well done, and you get an A+ for that.
Says the guy with one eye. He's still It's still the patch that he's still, like, y'all know he wears, like, a different patch to match his shirt. Right. I think it's like he very stylish.
That's like Jeremy. It wasn't Jeremy saying that about the penis.
Jeremy said
it
about
was
the penis.
Jeremy. You're right. Yeah, it was Jeremy. Jeremy said the penis. Jokes.
And Rich was strange. Like, "I'm glad you did too."
We need to get
right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was Jeremy. Yeah. Yes. Jeremy and Deandra really like to talk sexualness, and if it's interesting. You know, Jeremy mentions the penis, and Deandra
like
loves
it.
Her hashtag hot hubby. Like,
I
it's a lot
like
of. Well, Charles likes it. But the one boy that wasn't... Oh, I guess we did see Mark this episode, too. I guess you're right. We did see a lot.
We saw all of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's go into the shadiest moments, thinking of a
shadar. Oh, my
God. Shadiest moments.
My shadar was on, and I just have to say, the shadiest moment... This actually made me gasp audibly when they were pulling up to Marianne's house, which is Mama D's friend. And Mama D greets them... welcome to the country. And it's like clearly not Mama D's house. I clocked that shade, Mama D. I clocked you shading Marianne for living out in the sticks. Welcome to the country. Like, we're bumpkins out here frying pies.
Yeah.
You guys from Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the importance of zip codes.
Right, not within the zip code.
That was
where the shade was coming
from. Okay,
yeah.
I'm trying to follow the crumbs.
Right?
Okay.
They're saying, oh, we're going to 74382. Like, that's not the right zip code, but I'm sure Mama D was thinking they cannot
outside
be.
Outside the city line.
Yeah, you can rest assured that Mama D had her Find My iPhone and her location turned off when she went into that zip code. Okay, nobody wants to know.
That's something I would do.
And Charles is from the sticks.
I'm the sticks,
he's like,
honey,
he's so country, and so he's like, wait, I see a house next to one another. These are still cookie-cuttered houses.
I know. She was like, welcome to the country, and I'm like, I see a curb and gutter. Like, where are the animals?
Yeah.
Where's the dirt road?
Where's the cattle?
It was like a suburban neighborhood. It was like maybe a gated community or something, but it wasn't like...
To Mama D
was suburb.
She wasn't on Acres, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just in a suburb. Erica, what was your shadiest?
For me, I think, because, you know, it all kind of runs together, but I had Brandy when she was helping Travis pick out a ring for Stephanie, and she was like, 10 years means something, and Leanne won't make it to one. So
ooh.
I thought that was pretty, pretty shady.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all reacted to the moment. I don't want to steal yours, but I don't know if this is the same one or whatever. We don't know, but when Deandra said that, Deandra says it's my fault that she has a weight problem. This is Mama D coming in her daughter on international TV.
Yes, and what I loved about that one, because I had that one as my second one too, was, again, shout out to the producers and the editors to the, like, supposedly fat fourth grade picture of her from 1979.
She wasn't
I'm like,
fat.
I know. She was like, I'm on a diet in fourth grade. And they showed a photo.
She's like fully
I was
72
like,
pounds.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
you
regular
I was
girl.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
And
yeah.
That Mama D, that actually made me gasp. Actually.
I did.
It was the,
yeah.
it was
that was
a weight problem.
Yeah,
you're going to say that about your daughter.
Yeah.
Like,
as
like,
if the girl doesn't have an, you know, if she doesn't, she does now have an problem.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
so
some shade, Mama D. That was. Now, I have to do my shadiest moment with Deandra and Leanne. So, it's very interesting how Deandra was granted the queen apron.
Oh,
and
yes.
Leanne's response was, yeah, queen of talking back. It's like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Apron, a lot of hostility there.
An apron says 1,000 words.
How about the shade of giving like this generic floral garden apron
yes,
to Leanne?
Exactly. Not only did Deandra get a queen apron, Leanne is like stuck with everyone else gets the same
those
generic brand.
Other aprons were some Golden Girls pumpkin like in the kitchen in 1987 aprons. These were not sexy. They were floral and they had leaves on them and nobody wanted to be wearing them.
I thought they were totally cute, and I liked that she was like, but my daughter's the queen bee. That's
right.
All I thought. You have to have your daughter's back. Two thumbs up, Mama D.
At least get the cinch waist
I give her credit
apron.
For that.
Yeah, she gives her the queen apron and then ultimately, like, fat
everybody
shamed
else's
her.
Apron came from Target. So that was basically
right?
Target.
Yes, and we'll get more into the aprons in a little bit, but let's start off with how the intro was. This is when Deandra was having a photo shoot with Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeremy was the photographer of her photo shoot, Hard Night Good Morning. And she gives us the reason why the brand is called Hard Night Good Morning. And it goes back to when she was in college. She partied all night and then would apply her goodness on and
her
have
face.
A refreshing good morning. And so it really, it's not meant for an older crowd. It's more like, younger was what she was saying.
Yeah.
But then, like, so she, but then she's like, but not 18, more her age, so that's why she's the star of the photo shoot, and it's like,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know about this whole branding thing.
Okay.
Like, you name it Hard Night Good Morning, and you want to target younger buyers, and then you're the face of the brand, and I don't know, like, Hard Night Good Morning, would you buy something named Hard Night Good Morning? I thought it was a sex line.
Well, Deandra actually gave us last season. She gave
I have
last
it in my
season.
Bathroom.
She gave us
the
L22.
Oh,
yes.
So I've tried it, and it smells really good, and I like it. I don't remember to put it on every
yeah,
night.
That's
why
nice
I don't always have a good morning.
That was Shade Grant.
What? Well, where am I going to put it? I live in a studio. Where am I going to put it?
She gave us some last season. I still have it in my bathroom. You haven't been using that?
Have you used it?
It's active. Twice I may have used it. Yes.
Come on, Grant.
Okay, Grant. I'm going to take it from you.
Grant's skin looks great. Maybe he doesn't need it.
Oh, right, no, you're thank right, you. But right. No, I mean, I have to shave, and, you know, I look like a disaster on the show. I never came onto the show looking so poorly. So maybe I need a little more than the L22. So the shade is on me.
Yeah, but is the L22 in? I don't know. We haven't really talked about much of the L22 this season. So maybe they're full in stock, maybe they ain't.
That's the real
thing. Who knows? Yeah. And that's something you really can't fake about, and that's when the girls are now at Elizabeth W. Boutique, and they talk about, this is where Leanne, Cameron, and Carrie are together, and Leanne is telling the girls, like, oh, Deandra thinks my relationship is fake, it's been 9 years, yada yada. And then Carrie's like, I just really like Carrie this episode. I know Grant like has a little thing towards Carrie, but I think Carrie's really proven herself this season, and I really like how she goes, 9 years, that's a long time to fake something. I can't even fake something for 30 minutes.
But 30 seconds.
Or 30 seconds. 30 seconds. But
another one who always has to talk about her sex life constantly.
I know.
We talked about that last season.
Right, was that like a...
Girl, come on. Yeah. Rachel's
a Christian. She doesn't know anything about sex references.
But when we were watching that episode, Rachel was like, oh my God!
Oh my gosh.
And then, if you're going to have me on the panel, you're going to be ready for me to expose you.
Yes, it was a sex reference.
Okay. I was like, okay.
With Dallas folk.
All right. It was, yeah, there were a lot of like sex references in this episode. I was like, okay.
Okay, but I just have to say, I think that Leanne was totally right in saying that her relationship is out of bounds. Like, it's nobody's business but her own. And it seemed like the other, wait, were the other girls at the table like in the same boat as her? Yeah.
Yeah, Cameron was there to chime in, but she didn't really talk as much as Carrie, right?
I felt like Cameron and Carrie were like kind of on Deandra's side with this.
About how?
Oh wait, no.
With Leanne.
Yeah, about her relationship. But I totally agreed with Leanne and Carrie, and in that, like, her relationship is off limits to Deandra.
Yeah.
I missed this portion of the show.
I caught some of that. I didn't think, I don't know. To me, I think later on, I forgot who mentions it. I don't know if it was Carrie or somebody. And to me, it's like, really? Really? After you talked about Carrie and Mark, now you have the nerve to say your relationship is off limits to somebody? Like, that's the thing that's kind of interesting is that, or ironic, or whatever, is that, yeah, you can say your relationship is off limits, but perhaps it's not because you dogged other people's relationships.
I think you have a point with that, honestly. You know, I defend Leanne and I enjoy her, but, you know, she did get 2 seasons worth of drama talking about their marriage.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
you have a point, Erica.
So
you
it's
do.
Just, and I forgot, someone at the end of the episode, if someone is watching, can refresh my memory. But at the end of the episode, somebody made that point. Maybe it was Carrie or someone else. Yeah, it was Carrie. At the end, she was like, you know, it's just interesting that the issues she's having with Deandra and Brandy are the same ones that she went through herself. Mm-hmm. And that was
with absolutely. Family issues.
Exactly. That's very much, it's like, okay, now you see what you really were doing, all those rumors you placed out there about Mark.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, because Leanne was, the past couple seasons, very notorious on putting other people's family on blast, the house girls. And so, and I always say, once you point a finger, there's always 2 pointing back, or 2 or 3. Whichever way you want to point.
Depending on how you point. But yeah, exactly.
It's just kind of like it's coming back to her. It's going full circle. So Carrie's being supportive-ish about this, but she's also like, now you know how it feels to be ridiculed over family issues.
I mean, I don't really like that whole mindset of like, well, you did it, so you shouldn't be annoyed when people do it to you. Like, people can feel how they feel. Like, if Leanne talked badly about other people's relationships, that doesn't really, like, make it fair game to talk about hers. Like, if Leanne were to talk about my relationship, I wouldn't, like, retaliate, just, like, accuse her of, like, accuse her relationship of being a fraud.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really, I see what you're saying. But people, you've heard it a million times. Hey, you know, people in glass houses should never throw stones.
Yeah. Hey, look, these women are collecting a salary to be able to talk about other people's relationships. At the end of the day, it's a job. This is just part of it. So, like, you know, what are they going to do?
And it's interesting, too.
But the people in their ears, you know, talk about the relationship problems or mention this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, too, because right when Leanne was bringing it up, she immediately started talking about Deandra's drinking problem. So you can tell, like, because she was she said she was bullied in school, and I think because she was bullied, she's like, I refuse to be the one at the receiving end of bullied. And if anybody's going to even start to think about bullying me, I'm going to go back at them 10 times harder because I refuse to put my head back in the locker. She's very strong about that.
I can relate to her in that, with that. Especially when it comes, like, with me. Like, I'm always, like, I won't chew people out, but, like, I'll say something where they'll think twice before they try to come at me again with something else. Like, you know, and you're going to be quick and you're going to be direct. And that's how I think she is. Like, she's not going to be back in that locker situation. So she's going to, like, she's not going to push you. She'll shove you out of the way.
Right.
I can really honestly relate to that. Might not be the healthiest thing, but that's...
Yeah, I think now's the time to publicly say that Grant's been bullying this entire panel this entire season. Somebody send help because it's becoming a problem.
That's why I'm only here every once a month.
I mean, so Leanne... has been, in her perspective, she's been very bullied by Brandy and Leanne. And I love how she said, drink less, talk less, get the F out of my way. So she's coming at it. And I feel like that's what we're going to see with the next episode for sure. But she also made the comment, she didn't mention her hands, but she also mentioned in her comment, someone is going to die and it won't be me.
I love it. Love it.
You love it?
I love
it. That's just like these eight hands. They're not just hands.
It's so melodramatic.
I think she needs a meditation bowl. Get her to bowl somebody.
I look at Leanne and I can see that someone, and I'm the same damn way, someone can wind you up, you know? And then she knows the cameras are on her and she's just like, of course she's going to throw out a line like that. It's over the top. It's embellished, of course. But it's like, you know, you can wind her up and get her tight where she's gonna threaten you. Like, to act how she operates. I like it.
Nothing spices up a show like homicide. Welcome to Real Housewives of Dallas.
I just love that Leanne is not afraid. Like, even she was there, and she was, like, owning calling Leanne Brandy a drunk. She's like, yeah, I said it because I meant it. And I just like that she just owns it. And people don't credit her with owning it. We saw it last week or the week before. They said, you don't own what you say. That is so stupid. She does.
Preach it, Grant.
I don't want to be like, I don't want to like live up her ass, but like I can relate to her and I can follow some of these things. And look, I'm just, this is my view.
Yes.
How about that?
Right. Yes. And so I feel like we should just go right into the cooking class with the leeway.
My favorite part of the show.
And so.
The cooking thing.
Yeah.
Oh like my God. Yeah. That was shade in and of itself when Leanne was like, I think it's great that I was invited to this cooking thing.
Like, did they ever give it, like, a title? You know, they like, you know, like, Leanne's launch party or, like, you know, like, Brandyland event. Did they ever give it a name or was it just, like, cooking thing?
They just said, it was just, like, the location. I want to say it was just the location. It was Marion's house.
The country.
Yeah. Marion's, right. Marion's house.
And Mama D, not only does she not want to mess up that kitchen with all this cooking, she doesn't want a crew traipsing through her house. I know. You know what I mean?
True. Like,
I'm following.
And if there was going to be a fight between Leanne and Deandra, she didn't want no blood on her carpet.
Or ketchup.
Smart. So they all go to Marion's house, and Mama D and her have been friends for 40 years. And so Deandra said it, and I'm about it, like if they, and they fight all the time, that if they can fight, then hopefully Deandra and Leanne can make
fight
amends.
Too.
Yes,
what are you setting them up to do? It's like, we're friends and we fight all the time. We're still fighting. So Leanne and Deandra, just keep fighting, girl.
But I really hope they'll be friends after all this. I feel like it just needs some time, and maybe with the next season, they will make amends. But
yeah, I don't know.
I know they're currently not well, but I'm still just holding on that they will be
I hope everyone
eventually.
Can get along.
Yeah, I hope so. I think a lot of it comes down to what your friends say about you when you're not friends. Because, yeah, like, I have falling out with people, but if they were to then tell all of my business, we would never get back to being as close as we were. So, I mean, I think part of it depends on how far they go down that rabbit hole of discussing each other to other people.
Right? I have a question. Before this party started, they were arriving at this country house, and they were getting out of the car, and I saw Mama D interact with her daughter and give her a hug, and the way their interaction was almost seemed like family friends to me. And then when Leanne came, it almost seemed like there was more of a connection. This was just my perception, but I wonder if any of you picked up on that exchange. Like, it wasn't like my mom and my grandmother are very close. Like, I just see, like, you know, it's more familial, it's more close, it's not so formal, where that was, like, very, like, let me receive you. Maybe because she knew she was on camera, but it just seems like not, like, a real, true, like, close, comfortable relationship.
Well, Mama D and Deandra have not only just a mother-daughter relationship, but a work relationship, too. They see each other all the time in the office, and so I feel like it's more just, and they that's where their drama stems from. And so it's like, okay, like, I probably saw you earlier that day in the office, kiss, kiss, hug, hug, but Leanne, I haven't seen you in a minute, and you're a second daughter to me, so I feel like that was more of the embrace.
And also, like, I think that Mama D and Deandra both knew that this cooking thing was, like, kind of had a mission, and that was to, like, rekindle things with Leanne. And so maybe Mama D and, or, yeah, maybe Mama D and Deandra were, like, it was more of just, like, a casual greeting because, like, okay, we need to greet each other and, like, get down to business with this cooking thing. And, like, with Leanne coming, Mama D wanted to be very warm and welcoming. Like, hello, come rekindle things with my daughter.
Bring I don't want my daughter down.
I don't want my daughter staying messy out on these streets. She has a reputation to rebuild, and getting in an argument with you might ruin that, honey.
And I think, for me, Mama D has always had her little challenges with how she shows affection, I think, to Deandra over different episodes and over the season. And I think sometimes it's in the other side videos and kind of how she advises her where, like, her real feelings come out. So I think she might be that person that's, like, has a challenge with showing affection to people she's really close to, actually.
Yeah,
too.
I for sure feel that.
And so there was a mission. I feel like everyone was there for a purpose. And so we had Mama D and her husband. We had Deandra and her husband. Cameron and her husband, Court, and also Court's mom, a.k.a. Cameron's mother-in-law, Jimmy. Jimmy had a very big part in this episode.
Family mantle.
Right? And let's talk about how each of them were kind of spread out to talk about the issue at hand. So Jeremy and Rich were together, you know, talking about penises. And then Mama D and Leanne were together. Mama D pulled Leanne to the side, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. I was expecting a little more from that. But they start talking, and so what did y'all think about their conversation? Because Leanne, I'll start. Leanne said how she's like, I'm just, you know, looking out for Deandra, and the only side Brandy wants to see in Leanne is getting drunk. And so that's when she's trying to defend herself.
Mama D knows not to go too deep into the woods regarding Leanne and Deandra. I think Mama D just kind of wanted to hear Leanne's side of things and didn't want to try to, like, sway Leanne one way or another, because I think that she knew that it could get really messy if it was, like, Leanne versus Mama D and Deandra. She just didn't want to entangle herself in all of that mess. And honestly, Mama D, I think she is old enough and mature enough and wise enough to know that this is going to blow over. And she doesn't want to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, she wants them to resolve it.
But it might be made into a mountain next episode, as we have seen.
I know.
Yeah, I felt like she was very kind of neutral with what she said. Clearly, I think, and we see this, you know, clearly she stands behind her daughter 100%. So, but I think that in the end, she was just like, to let this become between your friendship would be stupid, instead of really pushing harder about whatever. And I do feel like Leanne sort of doubling down and making these drinking allegations to her mother is kind of like going a little bit kind of crazy with it.
Yeah, she has to know that mentioning the alcoholism is going to trigger Dee. I mean, Dee had a, like, it's one thing to talk about reality TV and throw around names and stuff, but, you know, Dee really faced this with, you know, a suicide, and her whole life changed. Her marriage ended because of this. I mean, it was just like a, you know, it means a lot more to her than just like a reality show line or like a label to slap on someone. So, you know, she did say, like, you know, well, that concerns me. I get it. But I don't know. I think she kind of just did a courtesy by, like, listening to Leanne's side of it all. And I like that Leanne talked about how she's, like, you know, behaving poorly at charity events. Like, I love it's always going back to Dallas society. Always Dallas society.
Right. And speaking of Dallas society, it's pretty apparent that Jimmy is very high up there in it. Very, very high up in Dallas society. So she started off by saying Dallas is a conservative city that likes to talk, and then just goes full on to, all right, reputation. And she made the comment, or didn't say it verbatim, but how I took it was that you are who you affiliate yourself with. And so that's why she was kind of like, just be careful with Brandy. That's who they were specifically talking about. And I don't think they actually said Brandy's name. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just think that was just like inferred as people are talking and that, or actually no, Brandy's name was talking because they made the comparison. Brandy's 35 and Deandra's closer to 50. So there is this age gap, and with age, like, you're in different parts of your life, but that's,
well, I thought that was awkward when Jimmy was like talking to Deandra about this whole drinking thing. I think that it's like the onus is on Cameron to talk to Deandra about that if she really is her friend. Mm-hmm. I think that it embarrassed Deandra for Jimmy to come forward in front of Cameron and say, you need to like clean up your game because you have a reputation. That's embarrassing. And if Cameron, like, that just shows, like, Cameron is telling her mother-in-law all of Deandra's business. And Deandra's probably thinking, like, wait a minute. If Jimmy knows that I'm, like, drunk at this one charity event, who else knows that I got drunk at one charity event?
Well, that's what, like, she's trying to prove. It's like, it's not just Cameron telling her, but people talk. And so Jimmy probably heard from other people about this as well. So yeah. I don't think it was, I feel like Cameron has a hard time expressing how she feels and does kind of need a little support to lean on, and that's why Jimmy was there to talk to her about this issue at hand. And so I personally like Jimmy there because she wasn't just a friend of Cameron's. She was her mother-in-law, and Cameron was married to the Westcott name, and so that is a very prestigious of itself. And then Simmons too. So Simmons to Westcott, it was like, you know, a talk with the big surnames.
Yeah, and I thought that was horrendous. Horrible, as Cameron would say. Because I think absolutely, like Deandra said, I don't bring my mom to a dog fight. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what she did. It's like, okay, not only am I talking about you and the other people are talking about you, but this person, which you would be afraid to cross, is also letting you know that people are talking about you. And it was like, really? And then the whole thing when her mother-in-law was like, yeah, I've stopped Cameron from being friends with people. Wow, really? Yeah, really? Cameron, how are you sitting there as an adult person thinking that it's okay? Like, my mom-in-law told me I can't hang with you anymore. Like, that was totally very uncomfortable. Very, like, you know,
like, who? Yeah.
Very Stepford Wife-like to me. I was like, wow. You know, it was kind of tough.
I'm like, why?
I have a lot to say on this.
Oh, go ahead.
So, I think that this Jimmy was super preachy. Like, and they kept cutting back to her, and she was trying to explain. And it's almost like when you want to get away from a family member at, like, a Christmas thing, it's like, great. Hey, I get it. But not only that, like, this is everything that Deandra is resisting, and this is why Deandra is trying to find her own voice in Dallas society, because we've learned from previous episodes that she feels such pressure to maintain an image and to be a Simmons and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's had it, and she's like, I'm, like, you know, a woman of a certain age, and I don't want to have to be so buttoned up anymore. And that's what she's used to, and that's who's always been on her behind and telling her, like, don't be friends with these people. Behave this way. You do this at a charity event. And she's kind of like, I've had enough of this. Like, I have a taste of reality TV and a little bit of fame, and I'm tired of being babied like this. Yeah. And so I think this is only going to push her away further. I don't think that it's going to help whatever Jimmy's pushing here. And as regarding the Westcotts, again, you guys from Dallas, I want to know, are you familiar with that name? Is it as big as they make it out to seem?
I don't know who they are.
Specifically,
no. I'm not from Dallas, but...
No.
I don't know her.
Interesting.
there's the Westcotts. There's the Westcotts, and then there's the Conleys, and then there's the Robillards.
Where are you on the mantle, Charles? Where are you?
You know, we're on the seat.
South.
Yeah, we're on the next floor. The mantle's in the living room on the first floor, and we're in the suite on the second floor.
Right? I just give a shout-out to the editing, because they let Leanne once again explain the importance of who these people are in society, and she talked about the importance of these names and these families. Once again, the structure, the importance of charity events. Like, I love that, because that's like season one Leanne. Like, everyone hated her for the charity, but only she can make it sound so vital. Like, so
important. I feel like the Westcotts are like the Ewings or something. I was like, we're JR. Please save us.
But that's my thought on Jimmy. You know, that she whatever she was trying to get out of that is just, D'Angelo's going to resist even more.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just loved how, I mean, I have to state the obvious. Whenever Jimmy talked, nothing really moved besides her lips. Did y'all? I mean, like.
Oh my gosh. There was another mother on
Baby
Real
Snatched.
Housewives of Miami, I think, that also had an exceeding amount of facial surgery.
It's not only the surgery, it's just that things settle. Yeah. You know what I mean? Gravity is a real thing.
Mm-hmm. She was tugged. Yeah. Snatched. Yes. Pulled. Yes.
But gravity does still allow your face to move. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. One place that you all should move is onto our YouTube channel. Okay. So our YouTube channel, in case you don't know, our network really produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now, or press it, you don't have to hit it. For this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you, because without you,
we couldn't talk about Jimmy's snatched face, which looks amazing, by the way. Love you, Jimmy.
I love you too, Jimmy. I too one day want to be snatched.
Yeah, pulled and tugged.
I just want to marry into a well-to-do family. I mean, I'm envious. I would love that.
Hashtag goals.
So. Seriously, just even have one vacation house. That's a goal,
right?
And it seems like a mansion in the mountains, and then a house in Montecito, and
just one family jet. I just need one jet.
Amen. I still want a PJ party on a PJ, so Cameron, you know where to find me.
Yeah,
Cameron, my initials are EDE. So that you know.
Smart man out there, I like that.
Now, Cameron got really offended at the mural reveal in Deep Ellum. So in Deep Ellum, this is where Jeremy had his picture that he took into a mural, which...
It was beautiful.
It was amazing. I thought it was great.
I like it from what it meant, of course, the symbolism of it all.
This was Grant whenever the reveal happened. I saw him out of the corner of my eye.
It was all right. I mean,
it was a gorgeous, beautiful, patriotic girl.
It has nothing to do with the subject matter. It's just the artist's take on the faces. I mean, I just didn't, I didn't think it was...
You know, what if
I don't think it was worth the black tarp. I just put it out there and let it just, let's just enjoy it for what it is. I don't know. When you have a reveal like that, you expect to look at the Mona Lisa, okay? Like, you expect to see, French art or something really, over the top.
Instead of the servicemen's faces, it was just all of the housewives' faces.
Oh, my God.
Everyone.
It was just, Leanne breakdancing in the middle.
Again, I want to be clear. Nothing to do with the messaging of and the subject matter. It's just the artists take on some of the faces. I expected a little bit more.
Oh,
all right,
the shade.
All right,
and
we're having our own shadiest moments. Yeah. We are just exactly.
I've said so much worse over here.
That's true. But so there's a little bit more. So Deandra's this is when Deandra's feelings are hurt, and she confronts Cam about about Jimmy offending her, but Cameron was just
incredulous.
I see where Cameron is coming from. And by the way, she just left. Like, whoa! Cameron made a statement by leaving. Just spilled my water.
We're gonna leave
this
studio right now.
I enjoyed Cameron because she stood up and she stood for something.
She
was like, you know what? I'm out. And she even gave
talk to the hand. Yep. That's exactly what she said. Talk to the hand. Yep. And she walked out Twitter.
Bye.
Bye.
That shows me? That shows me that Cameron is terrified of Jimmy as we
bring in the paper towels.
Bring in the paper towels.
Cameron is so concerned. Didn't she say it was that was right? I'm pretty sure.
Is this vodka? I'm just kidding. No,
I'm pretty sure Cameron said on Watch What Happens Live that the family, the Westcott family, is anxiety and they can't watch the show.
Tequila.
So I was surprised that she appeared on it. I was very surprised that she appeared, actually.
You know what? By Cameron leaving, I said it once, I'll say it again. I actually said it once 3 minutes ago, but I'm going to say it again.
Please do.
Cameron's scared of Jimmy because right whenever Jimmy's name was brought up, Cameron's eyes crossed. She was so afraid of...
She doesn't want to offend her mother-in-law. And so that's why she left, because she felt as if...
She's like, listen...
Leanne was offending her mother-in-law. Yeah, and so DeAndre was saying, like, I'm just shocked and blindsided that y'all attacked me during this cooking blah blah.
Yeah.
But, and then Cam's like, well, I'm blindsided and offended that you are offending my mother-in-law for talking.
DeAndre's like, well... I was blindsided, and Cam's like, well, I'm blindsided.
And I'm leaving.
Yeah, and I'm leaving. Well, yeah, she just didn't
leave. I actually really liked it, because I feel like Cameron never gets, like, that worked up. Like, yeah. She's always,
because,
like,
her entire reputation
like,
is
based on shakes her head.
Last
like,
time
know?
She didn't approve of something and ran away from something was from the dildo.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
So,
I wish this was something. I think she, right? I think what it is for her is she's upset that now... The Westcott mantle is involved in the Real Housewives drama. Like, I don't think she wants her to go in and have any type of, like, you know, storyline. But the woman talked steadily, giving advice. I mean,
thank you. You bring your mama to a fight, she's going to get dirty. That's how it works. So,
too
bad. She was like, sorry, wait a minute. My whole reputation rests on my marriage. I can't be putting that in jeopardy. And she
left. Cameron knows that. And, like, speaking of mama drama, that's what we're going to see in the next episode. So, let's lead into some predictions. Because Mama D is going to be in next week's episode. She's involved. She's getting involved in the drama, y'all. Involved.
Needy.
So I am looking forward to seeing what that says. Because originally, with the talk between her and Leanne, she was like, I want y'all to be friends. Let's hash it out. But then the clip was Mama D just saying, like, she's claiming my daughter is an alcoholic. Mm. It's more like, okay.
She's now taken like, aside. She, you know, of course, with her daughter, she's not wrong. You know, you need all the help you can get in this life.
I think that Mama D is seeing Deandra, Deandra being pushed around a little bit, and, like, she kind of is sick of it. She wants to step in. I mean, we saw it with Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, no, like, you do not care what people think about you. You're your own person, and you should be... confident and solid enough in your own character to not care if Cameron comes up and is mad that you were mad. If she's mad at you, let her be mad at you. You know you're right. Do you know you're right? And Deandra's like, I guess I'm right. You know, so I think that Mama D is like inserting herself more because she's sick of it. Fed up.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Mama D is coming down. And I think as we go into the next upcoming seasons, it's going to be more of a dichotomy between Team Leanne and Team Deandra. Because Mama D was talking to Brandy like, well, you know, you a drinker too, according to her. So clearly she's standing behind Deandra. And Deandra and Brandy, I would think, are only going to get tighter. And Cameron's going to be out.
Yeah, I predict that what we're going to see with Leanne and Deandra is the final, like, this is it. Like, this is there's no turning back after this fight. One thing I wanted to mention, maybe it'll come up with the vow renewal that they're going to have with Stephanie and Travis.
Vow renewal.
When Travis was with Brandy picking out a ring, she brought baby Bruin, and he said, let me have this thing. And then he carried the baby around. Did you catch that?
Yeah,
let me have this thing.
Oh, like, that was funny.
A little odd.
Right, and it was a 41,500 ring that we need to say that is her 10-year anniversary.
Good for her.
Okay,
Stephanie, she lives the life, that girl. You know? And she seems like to be like a really like genuinely kind person, so good for her.
Humble.
If you want to spend $41,000 on me, don't buy me a ring. Buy me like a trip somewhere. I don't want to
buy me Jimmy's face.
That's true. Though.
Oh my
God!
Do you think it peels off?
Carries no weight.
It's a mess.
You know, jewelry for me. I mean, for 41, imagine you can get a nice car for that.
Right.
Exactly. I do anything. My car is 12 miles per gallon. I mean, come on. Like, I'll take whatever I can get.
Rachel,
we can never
live in Dallas again. You realize that, right? We are freaking tainting our reputation.
The Westcott family is going to come down. Dallas,
not a very big
Dallas society and the charity scene is going to shun you.
Right?
Well, I know. Right? Charity. Let's not.
Well, there's also, the girls are going to Copenhagen, too. So that's this is where the fight's going to unfold in Copenhagen. All right, yeah. Should we do a little bit of news and gossip?
Sure. Let's make it quick.
Let's do some.
All right, so up first, we don't need to play this video because we don't really have time, but Carrie, in an interview with People, I think Real Parents Get Real or whatever, Carrie had a really troublesome, difficult pregnancy and actually had a hysterectomy after the birth of Zuri and cannot have children going forward, which is kind of a downer. And on another down note, the next article is... actually 10 years ago, I should say, not with Jeremy, but Deandra was actually a victim of domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. And she had this like really abusive boyfriend. And this really came up in an article because if people remember a few episodes ago, they went to the anger room.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager, the guest star on that episode, the manager actually was a victim of domestic violence and actually was murdered. So that's why they were talking to her about, because she was able to escape and get out of her relationship. And unfortunately, one of the guest stars was not. So
Anyway,
so kind of a little bit behind. Sad points, but interesting points about it.
Well,
ladies.
I have some good news. Many of you may have catched Meghan McCain over on my least favorite show, The View. Andy Cohen came on as a birthday guest.
Oh, my
and,
God.
She talked about, you know, Meghan's dealing with the loss of her father, and she took some time off, and she said she binge-watched all 2.5 now seasons of Real Housewives of Dallas. She asked Andy not to cancel the show, and he said, it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, y'all.
So, you know, let's go. And you know what? This show, America needs this show to be entertained, so.
Yeah, and we need this show to keep this panel going.
Yes.
Right? So thank y'all so much for tuning in. Grant, where can everyone find you?
Oh, please find me over on my podcast. It's called Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. You can find it anywhere podcasts are sold. It's free.
Yay, and it's great. I listen to it. What's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I'm back, y'all, but not for long. My name is Charles Connelly. You can follow me at Charles Connelly.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. My name is Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard. Go ahead and give us a like and subscribe to the AfterBuzz TV YouTube channel. Give us some comments, because we love reading them and hearing y'all's responses
roast
to what we
yes,
have to
girl.
Say.
Yes, and we
roast
do comment
us.
Back.
Yeah. Yes,
or
let us hear it.
Like something if you say something nice.
Let us hear it. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. Take care.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.